Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block, ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
It's that time here in Spain where we talk to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. And how are you today, Bill?
Hi, Howard. I'm very well indeed, thank you. I hope you're well too.
Yes. Well, we're going to discuss today how to make sure your money lasts as long as you do. It brings me a smile. I do not know why. But before we start, Bill, was there anything particular in the news that you thought was interest over the past week?
I think with the global communications via the television and radio, most people are aware of the key incidents this week. One that really interested me was the US Federal Reserve upgrading US growth forecasts very sharply. Their estimate predicts that the US is going to grow by 6.5% next year, compared with what was a 4.2% forecast just a couple of months ago, which is incredible. They've indicated there is likely to remain no movement in interest rates, they're down at somewhere near zero, until 2024. With the $1.9 trillion support package that the Democrats have introduced, there's bound to be an outflow of funds into a variety of different stocks, retail, travel, leisure. People have been penned up for so long, when they get their benefit checks from the government, as it were, I'm sure they're going to go out and spend them. The second thing that caught my eye, and rather disappointed me if I'm honest, was the rather strident action suggested by Ursula von der Leyen regarding perhaps imposing what was a statute expected only to be introduced during times of war, where she could sequestrate production lines of the COVID vaccine and override the rights of patent holders in order to secure sufficient vaccines for the whole of the European Union. I mean, they have been slow off the mark. Trying to get agreement from 27 heads of state, too much bureaucracy perhaps. And of course, they negotiated so tough with the suppliers that they were rather penny wise and pound foolish, where other states, Israel, the UK and other states, simply got on and paid what the price was. And there was also a lot of vaccine speculation prompted originally by President Macron, who has changed his tune now, which I'm afraid also led to delays. I mean, the ongoing concern about reports of thromboembolic events has been overridden to some extent by the European Medicines Agency, suggesting that the benefit-to-risk ratio remains positive. So I hope we will see the end of that before too long.
Well, we hope so, Bill.
Yeah, I mean, they're not along with Denmark, Norway, Iceland, the Netherlands, Ireland. They've temporarily suspended it, but there's going to be an introduction of AstraZeneca. I'm pretty sure of that. Most medical supervisory agencies have said that the incidence of blood clotting is relatively small compared to the vast number of vaccines that have been given. In addition to that, I noticed that Spain are going to take Gibraltar off of their harmful tax havens list following an agreement with the United Kingdom on tax cooperation. It doesn't mean that you can still pretend to be a resident of Gibraltar but actually live in Spain and get away with it, because there are going to be new protocols that will be measuring your location perhaps even more frequently. So it's a big step forward for Gibraltar. It brings it back into the fold, as it were, having been out in the cold for some time. And I noticed that there's a massive influx expected over the Easter from German and other northern European areas. The airline bookings have been up by considerable numbers. And so I expect there will be a new level of income coming into the Spanish economy via tourism over the next few weeks. Let's hope everybody plays by the rules, wears their masks, cleans their hands and stays at a reasonable distance one to the other.
Yeah, they still have to do that test 72 hours beforehand.
Yep.
And in Andalusia, for starting last Friday, we are now having the restaurants can open until 11 o'clock. No, I beg your pardon.
No, hold on.
The curfew's moved to 11 o'clock and the restaurants can open till 10:30 and the shops. So it's It's step by step, but it's done by provinces, and inside the provinces it's done by postcodes. So it's updated every week.
Now, it's being done as the government measure the incidence of the contamination of individuals by COVID-19, but Spain clearly have got a pattern now, a formula to which they're working. You know, we're looking, I'm afraid, at a serious new third wave in many areas of Europe. Italy is suffering enormously from another third wave, another wave of this thing. Let's hope that the way in which they control it now will start to put it behind us.
Well, let's move on then, Bill. Last week we were talking about the UK budget and the implication for future tax rises. So let's look now at how we can protect our wealth for the longer term today. People are living longer these days, so it sounds like good news. But of course, the question is, can we and the state afford it? So let's look at the implications of the state first. What impact could longevity have on the state's finances?
Well, there isn't within continental Europe or the UK a properly funded pensions scheme. And of course, the costs of healthcare, which are absorbed in huge quantities by the elderly population, those over the age of 65, let's say. And the simple fact is that there are fewer people now actually paying taxes. Tax increases are inevitable following the UK budget and following the pandemic in pretty much every other European territory. And the impact, therefore, of increasing taxes will assist in refunding the expenses that have been meted out over the pandemic. But there's still this demographic of an increasing aged population who will live longer generally, and therefore state pensions are under stress. The health services are under stress. The costs of new equipment, the costs of patient care have all increased exponentially, well beyond the published rate of inflation. So there is a pressure on the state that forces perhaps a closer consideration of how you will continue to look after your funding, not just to maintain your money to last, if you like, as long as you do. Most of us are concerned to have a substantial proportion of the wealth we have created during our lifetime passing across to our surviving spouse or partner, and hopefully thereafter to be passing on to our loved ones and other beneficiaries. You need to be sure that you're competing with increasing taxation, the potential of increasing inflation, especially for those in retirement, where inflation is well above the published levels. I noticed that my own private medical insurance this year has increased by 11%. Utilities tend to increase beyond the published rate of inflation. Travel by rail above the rate of inflation. And I'm sure once the airlines get back into flying, they will be increasing prices too. So there is an obligation here. If you want your wealth to last throughout your lifetime and into the lifetime of those you care for, that you take close attention to the way you look after your funds to ensure that your funds don't expire before you and that there is an adequate provision for those that you wish to leave benefits to.
And now, of course, they have the cost of the pandemic to factor in as well, which I imagine will take some time to recover from. How are governments going to pay for all this?
Well, I mean, there are two ways to pay for it. One is to borrow money, and frankly, pretty much every government within Europe and the United Kingdom is borrowed to the eyeballs. Rishi Sunak said that it would take three or four governments, so we're talking at least maybe 20 years. I think that's conservative. I think it may be 25 or 30 years before the UK alone will be able to recover the £400 billion that it's forecasting to spend in protecting the public and creating opportunities during the pandemic. I mean, the situation is very similar within continental Europe. You know, Spain have agreed a huge loan from the European Union. They're going to receive an advance of £27 billion, which they say will be carefully spread amongst the region. So borrowing isn't really a decent alternative. And that's why when the UK budget was announced, it wasn't really surprising that this was the single highest level of tax collection announced in a budget since Norman Lamont back in the early 80s. I think taxation is going to be the way out of this. It's a question of being inventive and imaginative, I guess, not punishing ordinary individuals, but collecting money from a variety of sources. And some of the tax revenue that will come is being created by stealth taxes, by not increasing allowances, personal allowances, by not increasing the lifetime allowance within pension scheme arrangements. All of those things, I think, over the next few years are going to bring to bear upon businesses and individuals significant increases in taxation. This is a warning for those in retirement that whilst inflation tends to be benign right now, there is a risk, especially if you're over 65 and you have things like private medical insurance, you know that your rate of a personal rate of inflation is higher than the published 2% or whatever it is. You'll also know that taxation is becoming more punishing as time goes by. And one of the key issues, I think, right now is to review your current position, the wealth that you have, and talk to someone at Blevins Franks about the wealth management services that they provide, because that will include an holistic approach to your overall wealth, to your pensions, to your inheritance planning, to your income requirements, to your capital growth, to the opportunity to defeat inflation and come out as a winner. If you do nothing about this, I'm pretty confident that increases in taxation and inflation will erode your spending power over time, whereas the key and essential services that Blevins Franks provide are intended to outpace inflation, to provide you with a satisfactory income from yields from your holdings or from growth in your portfolio. So I think this is a key time to sit down and review the way you have structured your wealth to ensure that you aren't subject to unexpected inflationary increases nor expected tax increases.
So what's your advice to retired expatriates on how to protect themselves from these higher taxes?
Yeah, sadly, I think I've just answered that question without thinking about it. I think the way forward is really now recognising the state of play. And don't ignore it, frankly, because it may look pretty benign right now, but I can tell you that there is a shock coming in terms of increases in taxation, and I'm pretty confident that we may see over the next 3 or 4 years, especially, as I say, for those in retirement, quite significant increases in the rate of inflation. And if I were now thinking of living in Spain or living in Spain, and I hadn't considered recent events, and I had a pot of money to look after, including my pension fund, including my lifetime savings, including any investments I'd made, I'd make an appointment to talk to an advisor who has been representing services to British expatriates for over 40 years successfully, and who has a unique skill in cross-border management of wealth, that is to say, understanding the tax and other implications of being a UK national and those implications of having become or becoming a resident of Spain. So I think the answer is to actually sit down and talk to somebody at Blevins Franks, generous with their time. If you call your local office, they will certainly make sure that somebody contacts you to talk through what it is that they might offer you. And of course, you're under no obligation to do anything until such times if you feel what they're offering is the right thing.
I suppose, really, Bill, the inflation is the elephant in the room, isn't it? Because we've seen low interest rates for so long, but as you've already mentioned, it is hanging there around the corner and it's going to come up very soon. So taking that into account, many retired people favour low-risk, safer investments like bank deposits. But could being very cautious backfire?
Well, I understand if you've worked all your life to accumulate a little wealth and you're using it to support your lifestyle, you really want to continue having the same lifestyle throughout your whole life. And if you are married or you've got a partner or you've got dependents, you're going to want your wealth, if possible, to spill over into the hands of your survivor after your demise and onto your beneficiaries after that, probably. The point is that if you are retired, and you're quite right, Howard, inflation is the elephant in the room, because we're persuaded by numbers that suggest inflation, generally speaking, is around the 2% mark. Well, frankly, for someone who is over 65 and purchasing, just to repeat myself, private medical insurance, travelling by rail, buying pharmaceuticals, looking after yourself in your retirement years can become significantly more costly and more expensive as time goes by. Prices are rising for those over 65 in so many areas, well above the rate of inflation, as I've said. 5.5 times the rate of inflation as far as my annual premiums to my private medical insurer is concerned. And so I think you have to start now, not wait until inflation kicks back into the system, because it seems inevitable to me that at some point in time post 2024, which is only, you know, 3 years away, we will see inflation raise its ugly head, and then it's down to the central banks to try and control it. Now, trying to control that is quite a challenge. There is going to be some sort of spending boom, in my opinion, with the amount of funds that have been accumulated during the pandemic by most individuals in the Western world. And that is going to start off the concern over inflation. I mean, even the Bank of England have been saying it's a difficult one to call. They can see the implications of the future and know that inflation may come back in. If you start now and position your investments to be cautious, but nonetheless to be real assets that invest in stocks and shares and cash and bonds and all other sorts of investments, you will find that over time you will outpace inflation and you will enjoy an income or growth as you wish to profile your portfolio. So I think now is the time to take action, frankly, Howard.
Yeah. I suppose also it's a question of balancing, because people sometimes, they like to earn enough to live comfortably to beat inflation, but they are wary, of course, of taking on too much risk at the same time.
Yeah, that is very true. And I understand that. The process that Blevins Franks uses to assess the level of risk that is suitable for a client is as scientific as you might get. We have a process, a system, established by economic professors at Oxford University. We go through a huge Q&A session with a potential client to make sure that we have all the relevant information before we start to make suggestions. And even when we've done that and we make a written report that contains all the proposals and suggestions that we believe will meet the aspirations and objectives of our client, there is no question that if the client doesn't like what he reads, we will go back and review it and talk to them again at a later level. But frankly, if you are overcautious, I mean, I personally feel that for the last 4 or 5 years, there's been much more risk of a loss of spending power by being out of the markets than by being in the market. Yes, of course, we've seen gyrations. We saw these huge falls in March 2020. But if you have remained consistently invested, as I've said so many times, it's time that makes money in the markets, not timing. You will now be quids in because of the way the markets have performed throughout the last 4 or 5 years. And so had you been on bank deposit earning rates of return often below 1%, in fact, frequently down below 0.5%, you would have missed out a massive opportunity to enhance your capital and protect you against inflation and increased taxation, provided you structured your investments correctly with the proper advice from a specialised wealth manager and tax practitioner like Blevins Franks.
Well, our pensions are obviously important for our financial security through retirement. Should people review their pensions to see if they can improve the income, but without risking their pension savings?
I think it's essential that whatever you do with your pension savings, you protect the value of the fund, but you also want to make sure that it grows outside of the rate of inflation and avoids unnecessary taxation. The freedom that's now given to UK pension holders is on the brink, perhaps, of being taken away to some extent because of Brexit. Under the Brexit regulations, it was permissible to transfer your UK pension or pensions into a qualifying recognised overseas pension scheme. That is still going on. But this, I think, with the opportunity to collect tax, forgive me for sounding whimsical, for the opportunity it presents for Rishi Sunak, the Treasury, to collect tax, there's every likelihood that those provisions are going to be revoked. And if you want to transfer your pension out of the UK, there will be an exit charge that will mean tax by another name. So if you do have a pension and you're looking to ensure you get maximum benefit from it, maximum access to your funds, maximum investment potential, currency considerations, you ought to talk to Blevins Franks, because they will treat your pension as a part of an holistic approach to your overall wealth and jigsaw it in so that it fits comfortably with your other assets and provides you with the potential for increasing capital performance so that your pension fund increases in value, that the wealth of your pension fund is capable of being transferred to your spouse and other beneficiaries, And frankly, a discussion on that topic, I think, is urgent because there is this very risk that there's going to be a withdrawal of the free transfer of pension funds out of the UK to a qualifying recognised overseas pension scheme, a CURPS.
Well, for our listeners on Talk Radio Europe, Bill, I've heard the Blevins Franks radio adverts about your phone-in question and answer days. These are taking place in southern Spain tomorrow and Tuesday. Can you just remind me what these are, Bill?
Yeah, I think we're suffering from seminar withdrawal syndrome, Howard. We've been running autumn and spring seminars for nearly 40 years, in fact, a little more than 40 years, come to think of it. And so what the imaginative partners of Blevins Franks have agreed is that they're going to run question and answer phone-in days on the 22nd and 23rd of March. The phone lines will be open from 10 o'clock in the morning. If you have a pencil and a piece of paper handy, I'm going to quote you a couple of phone numbers that you can call if you'd like to phone in and ask any question on pretty much any subject that is of concern to you. Now, if you are in La Cala de Mijas, Marbella or Estepona, you can call 952-198-029, and if you're in the Nerja region, you can call 952-522-660, 952-522-660. I think if you have any points of concern, this would be a very good opportunity to call into the experts in Spain and the UK in terms of wealth management and get some clear and concise answers to those points that are giving you, as I say, cause for concern.
Thank you very much, Bill. And otherwise, the website is a great place to look for information for your local partner.
If you want general information, you want to make an appointment, you want to consider who Blevins Franks are, what do they do, go to the website. It's a comprehensive website. These radio interviews are recorded there. There's articles that may be of interest. And frankly, it does, as you say, Howard, offer you the opportunity to call an office close to you and ensure that you sit down in front of another human being and consider the implications of the things we've been discussing to ensure that you can, if necessary, restructure, reprofile, to get yourself into a position where you are in front of the game.
Well, many thanks, Bill. We'll talk again at the same time next week.
Thanks a lot, Howard. Have a great week.